Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's welcome in our brother here. Boy, look at that happy face right there. Our man, Jason Jones.
Yeah, I'm not going to the mall with you, man. I was like, wow, where was you at?
Hey, Kenny said he was at the new Nike factory store at the How About Arden Shopping Center.
Come on, man. And somebody got to take the Nike score from that dude, man, whoever it was, man.
They trying to lure kids? I mean, what is going on with that? That's like the anti-like safe store. I mean...
They had that canceled playlist rocking.
Yeah, I say they were like, who should we not be playing right now? Who do I normally play with the windows up?
That's it.
We have a whole store here.
Just so, blaring it.
The windows up playlist.
Step, side to side. So let's not step.
Have y'all been somewhere out and like somebody will play some R. Kelly and everybody be like, you ain't going to catch me on video.
Bro, I was at my man's wedding and the DJ dropped it. Real talk, people looked at him like, yo, and my man got on the microphone and said, oh, I see y'all, I'm going to play another one, and dropped.
He's got that vibe.
I was somewhere, and I was, and somebody had their camera out recording the dance, and I was like, nope.
Ain't going to be me.
No, sir, I'm going to hold this wall up.
They won't be tagging me on your social media channels talking about, we saw Jason out there grooving. No, you did not.
Jason wasn't stepping in the name of nothing.
I took a quit seat. Like, nope. I will wait till you go to the next song, sir. We will not be doing this today. Not with me.
I realize there's something that we hadn't talked about at all today, and Jason is the perfect guy to talk about it with.
Oh, we got
it. Did you catch up on the Eric Lewis story? The NBA referee?
Oh, man.
I haven't got the,
come on,
the latest. I was reading up on this weekend. I was like, man, this is – I want to know who came up with the name for the account. I'm like, Brad Cutliffe or whatever? I'm like, come on, man.
What's the most indiscreet thing we can think of?
Brad Cutliffe.
Spent his days and nights responding to tweets about officials.
So I know the story. I haven't. What was he saying like on his tweets? Was he like cursing people out?
No, he was like defending. He was like defending every. He was basically defending himself in every tweet.
It was like, sure, you can dig up your little stats about things, but sometimes it's just a coincidence. Guys are trying their best to do a good job. Stop trying to give the referees credit for the Celtics winning game. So was it the refs' fault the Celtics lost game 1 and 2?
Oh, my man was all over it.
I mean, and then my favorite response from the weekend of all was Pat Bev. Now you see why I showed him the camera?
Mm. Oh, y'all, what'd he say with y'all laughed at me when I showed him the camera?
Yeah, Pat Bev was like, uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I said, my man about to be gone, man. I mean, just.
Oh.
So this is the crazy thing about it, man. Y'all can't, come on, man. Y'all can't never tell me that they can't find nothing in this world. How do you find that? How are you even looking for that? And they found him. We got him. We got him. How do you find that?
I don't know.
We got that. We found the IP. The best other part too was someone got on there and was like, "Hey, it's not Eric. It's his brother." I'm sorry for the distraction. I'm deleting the account. I'm like, Eric Lewis has a brother that
turns out he doesn't.
I mean, I'm not even surprised. What was my man in Philly who had the same thing going on?
It was Colangelo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say it was his wife?
Maybe I'm a cynic. I believe all these guys have those.
Oh, I believe it too.
They jump on there and, you know, just you think that was a good, it was a bad trade, but when you look at it, you're like, why is this guy going into such detail explaining this trade in 2015? and how it finally paid off.
Rory is Monty McNair's partner. I'm like, Rory, you know too much about the cap, bro. You know how this goes a little too seamlessly.
I was about to say Kenny Caraway was Luke Walton's burner.
The way you get around it is you just have your wife do it, or your girl.
Know
who was the hardest on me back in the day? Chris Mullin's wife.
Mm.
She went in on me for a good 5-6 months, I think.
Dang.
Because it was after the whole Malone thing got fired, and Vivek said, Chris told me to fire him. And she jumped on my timeline. He did not do that. I was like, ma'am, I'm telling you, I didn't say it. Vivek said it.
How do you even get mad at a player's wife or an executive's wife on Twitter? Like, ma'am.
I kept emphasizing. I didn't say it. Vivek said it. She didn't care.
She got mad at you. It says, quote, Vivek
Pranabibe. When I finally saw Chris, I'm like, Chris, man, can you tell her to chill?
Could you tell your wife to leave me alone?
I was like, what? It was just like it was like every other day. Mm-hmm, there you go again with your lies. I'm like, Mrs. Mullen, I'm quoting him.
Damn.
I'm quoting him.
Damn Jason Jones.
That was a wild time in King's World. That was a wild time in King's World. It's oddly enough, as a media member in Denver, I don't know his real name. He blocked me because I told him he didn't know what he was talking about. He was like, well, actually, if you look at the numbers, Michael Malone didn't deserve to have a job. I'm like, respectfully, you're in Denver. Shut up. You know what you're talking about.
It's funny that it came from Denver, all things.
Exactly.
All things considered.
Oh, yeah. Now look at him. Now they love Michael Malone. But, hey.
Yeah. The user referees,
if you're going to have someone, don't get a burner. Have Mrs. Referee or your little child referee at the house. Have them be the ones who jump on there and defend you.
At least have that be the face. Use their email account.
So I think that was part of the problem is, like, it was tied to his email address.
Yeah. My man used Eric Lewis, the ref, at gmail.com. Ref E Lewis at Yahoo
at like, NBA.com.
I'm about to say, yeah, use the NBA email.
NBA.com. Truth is, the NBA doesn't have to investigate that hard to figure out what's going on.
They're like, come on, man. You used our email account?
The final tweet the user said, this is Mark Lewis. Right family, older brother. I'm sorry that I put E in this situation, but this isn't Watergate. You're right. The account will be coming down. Twitter should not be this vindictive. Sorry to inconvenience you.
At least he apologized. Well, if that was him.
E. That's how he threw him off the scent. Called himself E.
They won't know it's me if I just say it's not me. I'm like, why would your brother use your email?
Like, well, here's the thing. Like, this dude.
Why would your brother use your email?
This dude.
Like, I mean, even Tim Donahue thinks this is funny.
I'm still dying at Eric Lewis, the ref at gmail.com. This dude been an official for 19 years. Says he's officiated over 80 career playoff games. He most recently reffed game one of the Western Conference Finals.
My man could lose his job over being a Twitter troll.
So here's the funny thing about this. Jason, maybe you could speak to this.
I think it's all funny.
People be talking crazy to you all the time. Do you ever get the urge to make a burner and respond back to some of these people?
No, because I just say what I want to say.
See, I can't say what I want to say.
And here's the thing. Even I've said some. I've gone back and deleted. I've done the Herm Edwards before you hit send. And I said, what will my boss feel about me insulting this man's mother? Or what if I remind? I really dial it back. Uh-huh. And I was listening to a pod with Bomani Jones, and what did he say? How you stay out of trouble? You attack the action, not the person. You're not a stupid person. What you did was stupid. I'm not going to call you a racist, but your actions were racist. So it was like, you got to figure out a way, you know, and sometimes these people aren't too bright. You can insult them and they don't know they're being insulted.
Right.
They'd be like, oh man, that's so cool. And then my favorite one too is to put them on mute so they're arguing with themselves.
that's an all-timer. That's,
I love that hilarious. One. Jay Adonde put me on that one. He said, don't block them. Don't give them the satisfaction of thinking that you're, you know, right, you blocked them. Let them just reply to all your tweets.
You don't see it.
And then the best part about it is you're going through your mentions from a user you have muted. From a user you just never.
Well, the killer is when someone else responds. Yeah. And I'm like, what is he responding to?
What's he talking to?
And then it says you can't see.
I don't know what's
tweets.
Going on. I'm like, oh, somebody who don't like me has something to say.
Somebody fired off 6 consecutive tweets that I didn't respond to. Finally,
and
somebody.
They're just getting mad. They're just like, he's going to reply.
It's all pretty hilarious. Like, they catch me on the wrong night, the wrong time. I be wanting to respond, but a lot of the times, especially on Twitter, man. I mean, Twitter's.
See, and I only usually go at people I know. You know, if I know you, I'll have fun with Kenny, you know, like, especially during football season.
They always talk
but what's
crazy.
What's funny is when there's someone who doesn't know that, like we're cool, jumps in. Oh, hell no. And they jump in and try to start a fight. Just like, calm down. We're laughing. Yeah. And they're just like,
maybe
I can't
get into it.
Yeah, I mean, or if I know you, I'll go in there and say, like, or my new favorite podcaster from the Warriors, who I troll her all the time now, just out of boredom. She said one day, you must be bored. I said, I really am. Like, with the Lakers had a cute little supporting cast. I said, not bad for a cute little team, huh? And that led her down a whole rabbit hole of,
don't get her
well,
started.
If the rest of the team had stepped up.
What?
It's amazing how many of those Warriors people had to be muted over the course of the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Here's how you get them back. You remind them that y'all told me Clay was top 75 all time. Draymond's going to the Hall of Fame. Wiggins was an all-star last year. Now they all suck.
Well, they got mad when I reminded them. They said the NBA was scripted to get the Lakers and Celtics in the finals.
Man,
that's why they lost.
Who changed the script?
Unauthorized changes.
The NBA was like, let's change the script to get the two teams that people said they didn't want to see in the finals.
And then I guess it's a Bay Area thing. They always hit you with that rent-free.
Stop it. They literally think everything is about them. Like the LeBron James stuff. The LeBron James, is LeBron James leaning towards retirement? No. You ask them, LeBron James just took his first step in forcing his way to the Golden State Warriors.
For Jordan Poole.
For Jordan Poole.
And then it's hilarious. But the greatest all-time thing didn't even come from the fans. Remember when they had Greek night when Giannis was in town?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. I love stuff like that. That stuff is hilarious to me. You know, this is. But yeah, who needs a burner account when people will just say what they want to you, you know? So, I mean, I'm not nearly known enough to need one, I don't think. I've only had one time where people really jumped on me, and it was a reminder that you shouldn't have too many Southwest flight drink tickets.
Oh.
And have Twitter open.
Uh-oh. What did you tweet?
It was kind of like a real serious thing, but at the moment it wasn't serious when I tweeted it. What happened was, I remember a few summers ago, remember J.J. Hickson got arrested for like a home invasion?
Yeah. Mm.
And then Tyler Honeycutt had the thing, actually, sadly, led to his death. But they those things happened within days of each other. I tweeted like, dang, if the Kings have me covering thugs.
Mm.
And then I left it alone, went to Vegas, chill, woke up to a tweet from a man, Chris Haynes, like, hey, Jay, you got to delete that tweet. No, Tyler's dead. I'm like, what? But then I woke up to like Honeycutt's like teammates from overseas calling me a piece of you know what and how dare you, and I'm like, clearly y'all didn't see the context of what I was replying to.
Mm-hmm.
secondly, I would never make, you know, I didn't dislike Tyler. It wasn't anything. I was just like, what are the odds that two guys you covered have like weapons things going on within like 3-4 days of each other?
Mm.
That's what I was commenting on. But yeah, he used to play for the, Darius Moore. He used to play for the Lakers, whatever, the Michigan guy.
Yeah, I remember Darius Moore.
Yeah, he was all on my head about what a terrible human being I was. And because of the situation, I just let it ride. I'm like, you know what? That's not what I was trying to do, but I get why you're mad. I'm not going to comment. I'm just going to go ahead and let you be mad at me for a day.
Right.
And then it'll blow over. But I think anyone who has a Twitter account has had at least one or two where you go, oops. And usually it's not the intent. Right. You know, but, you know, people don't read a timestamp. People don't care. You know, it's just like, well, you tweeted that. Therefore, you're a bad person.
Mm.
So, I mean, I just said, okay, you know, I was, like I said, I was commenting on this. Because I commented on this, that whole thing got brought back around to something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, come on, y'all know me. I wouldn't make fun of that.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. But, you know, it was just more like, hey, nowadays, I ain't got to worry about, you know, tweeting out the breaking news and all that. I strictly go on Twitter for laughs. I mean, I don't have any, you know, it's not like it was a few years ago. It was like I had to be on there all the time. Well, what if something breaks? Whatever. Yeah. I go in there and just comment and joke around with my friends for the most part, because you can end up on that thing and it'd be 3 hours later and you're still tweeting at people who you'll never meet.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You could get a million positive tweets,
mm-hmm.
but you get one bad one, you're going to be fixated on that bad one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, like I said, there's people losing jobs because they go back 5-7 years ago. Aha. Uh-huh. At least heard what you said.
I think I will get a burner.
I'm gonna set up an email on one of my kids' names or something, or maybe some ex that I don't like. I'm gonna use her name and then just defend myself from stuff.
And then you're gonna be like, I'm sorry I had to bring all this heat to my man Jay, but
this is Mason Jones.
Mason. It's the other one.
This is my Mason son. Jones, and I hate wrestling, so you know it's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is that serious member of the family, not Jason. He didn't mean to, he would never do anything like this.
Oh,
I'm gonna take a picture of a dude with like a Niner logo or something. Just really throw him off the scent.
He got a. Is there a such thing as a rival fraternity? Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't call them rivals, but I mean, they might think we're a rival because we're better than them. But wow. You know, Kappas? But I mean,
that's who you're talking about, the Kappas?
I ain't talking about. I just said other. I don't
put them in an other fraternity hoodie.
See, I wouldn't even want to use their stuff like that. Nah. I'll just like make a picture of like, I don't know, who's like a Niner that I just couldn't stand back in the day. I'm trying to think.
Did you like T.O.?
I liked all the anti-heroes. So T.O. was fine with me. I liked Barry Bonds, but everybody hated him.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Bonds is like the only giant I liked because everyone hated him.
Did you like
I wasn't even a big Jeff Kent guy, and he went to Cal.
You like Lincecum. You like Lincecum.
No, I didn't. I think he's, but I think probably the one I couldn't stand the most is probably Bumgarner. I think.
Bumgarner, now that we're far enough away from that, it is kind of hard to defend some of his nonsense.
I like Bear. I'm trying to think. Who was the offensive lineman who had the extra thing? Was it Wallace with the extra thing?
Oh, yeah, Steve Wallace. Yeah.
That annoyed me. So maybe I'd have a Steve Wallace picture. Steve Wallace has done nothing to me other than have that on his helmet.
And it'd be so random, no one would think anything about it. Like
wow, a random Steve Wallace fan. Like, what's going
and
on
somehow
here?
Somehow they
like,
would still find it. I don't know how they find these things.
There's people who really have too much time on their hands. Like, wow, I noticed a pattern of this guy, Brad Cutliffe, repeatedly defending officials.
Well, to be fair, he did tie it to his email address, so it's not like you had to look that hard. You just had to spot the account and go, why is this guy defending him so hard? Oh, look, it's Eric Lewis at NBArefs.com.
The other part of that is...
E. Lewis at NBA official.
The other part, that's almost like the John Morant thing with his friend.
Like, who is screen recording his friends live?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sitting here defending it, but it's not like
you're waiting for him to screw up.
Well, but even then, it's not like Ja was like the whole time, like, yeah, yeah, with all the cunts. It was like this. And they're like, oh, hey, I seen it. It's like, how
you
did
know,
you
I
see
didn't
that?
See it the first like 20 times. I'm like, what is that? Like, I don't see nothing.
And I was like,
oh, that real quick? Yeah. But then I still say Ja don't need a, even at this last thing with Ja, just take Ja's phone. Mm, yeah. I don't need a phone.
Yeah, that,
that
was
whole
crazy.
Posting by is
yeah,
like,
that was
oh,
crazy.
I was going by. I'm like, dude, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, I was monitoring social media yesterday after LeBron's post because I was curious who would not understand what LeBron wrote. And then
hilarious.
Attempt to do a wellness check on LeBron James. And I'm not trying to be funny. Like, we saw he posted the line about, we'll see what happens
yeah,
when
I
no longer exist.
About that too.
I was like, someone's like not going to know what this is. And will there be a spark of concern for LeBron James?
Yeah,
I'm surprised there wasn't a bigger story. I mean, because people were like flipping, like, how could he be so arrogant? I'm like, it's a Jay-Z line.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, and then this is about the second time LeBron's gotten some fuss about a Jay-Z line. Remember back in the day, he said, we got to finish our breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sixers were like the eighth seed, and like Spencer Halls was like, oh, we're breakfast. I mean, of course, Spencer yeah. wouldn't know the Jay-Z right. reference, but you know.
So Spencer's going to see Kid Rock as
Spencer. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spencer, keep your mouth shut at all
like,
times.
Oh, we're breakfast. How disrespectful. I was like, it's not what it means. I'm like.
And look here, even if LeBron was like trying to like big up himself, if there's anybody in the game of basketball who could say, yeah, I'm the best, LeBron James is one of those like four people.
The only.
They acted like he said something crazy.
The
like,
only guy in the conversation with LeBron James would do the exact same thing. Just Anita Baker don't have a line about being number one, so he'll just tell you I'm the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Jeffrey Osborne, you know,
Kenny Lattimore. Kenny, that's his boy, Kenny Lattimore.
Yeah, Orange
Kenny
Juice Lattimore Jones ain't got a
Kenny Lattimore didn't drop. Let's see what happens when I no longer exist. That's one of the more fascinating things about the whole GOAT debate thing is that I grew up with Jordan, watching him. Over the years, he's now this modest, nice dude who never said anything. I'm like, did y'all watch the same Mike I watched? This man made up a story in his mind about a guy who disrespected him to destroy him.
Didn't even happen.
I was just like, what? I said, ask Steve Kerr what a nice guy Michael Jordan was at times. I said, he did a whole documentary where he's belittling his teammates.
Poor, what is Scott Burrell? Poor Scott.
I mean, He's a bully. But they're like, no. If everything becomes Jordan would never. Jordan would never have a bad shooting game in the finals. Actually, he did.
Mm.
Yeah. Jordan would never get this. Actually, he did.
Thankfully, Jordan Bobby Hansen came along to save him.
Bobby Hansen with his 25-point second quarter.
Bobby Hansen.
That was really three.
One made three. One made corner three and saved Michael Jordan's ass in
92.
The crazy thing about it now was that you look at Jordan's career from the people. I mean, I don't understand these folks who watch basketball games with their only point to be, well, Jordan would never. I'm like, Mike ain't played in 20-some years. Why are you still watching basketball going, it's a great game by Luka. You know, Jordan would never do that. Mike ain't even watching. Well, maybe Mike probably is going, I could do that. But still, it's a weird way to watch basketball. It's like for some of these folks, Michael Jordan played from 91 to 93, then 96 to 98. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a weird thing. That's why I can't watch a lot of those morning shows anymore. It's like, I don't want to wake up to hear about the Jordan debate every day.
Right.
It's really just lazy at this point. It's like, okay, well, what? Can I get an analysis of LeBron's season without going, well, Jordan would never?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just doesn't happen anymore. They all take their turns doing it. It's just kind of ridiculous.
Trista equated it to snowfall. She said it's crack. That's what Stephen A. does is in those ESPN and Fox News shows, they peddle crack. You get hooked on these conversations about LeBron James or LeBron James and Michael Jordan, and you feel like you need it. And when you don't get it, you know you can't talk about Jokic or the Nuggets because then you got any more of those? You know, you start scratching your neck and you're peddling NBA crack.
Then you hear these dumb ideas of, no one's ever heard of Jokic. The man won two MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them. I've never heard of him. That's not true.
Spectacular.
It's like, the man's been a how many time All-Star? I've never heard of Jokic. I mean, this is amazing that this guy could be in the league all these years and we've never heard of him. I'm like, no, that's not true.
Wow.
I'm like, it's weird.
Yeah. Speaking of weird, well, this isn't a good transition because it wasn't weird, but were you stunned by what happened in Boston last night? I know I was. I didn't think Miami was going to be able to rebound from Game 6, but not only did they rebound, they beat the hell out of the Celtics. I didn't see that coming.
I thought Boston was going to win, but then I said, something told me, you know what? I would not be shocked if they got blown out for this one reason. This was the team that they've been so extreme. You know, at the end of the Philly series, they got all this fight, and all of a sudden they're down 3-0 to a team that I think most of us would agree does not have the same level of talent top to bottom as them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you already down 3-0? Then they kind of come back. They tried to give away Game 6. They tried their damnedest to lose Game 6. Yeah. You know, I mean, season on the line, yeah, let's get a Marcus Smart fadeaway jumper.
Mm-hmm.
With your season on the line, that's what you – and they just got, you know, luckily for them, they forgot Derek White was out on the court. He just ran up there, got the putback. But, I mean, it was, for me, the best part wasn't that the Celtics lost, because, of course, when the Celtics lose, it's usually a good thing. It was looking at the faces in the stands. That was beautiful.
Bill Simmons.
Oh, they got him. Oh, they got Bill Simmons just looking distraught.
Like, best friend got with his wife or something. Now she just looks stunned. He just like,
we got him. We got him.
They got him good.
Don't even got Doc Rivers to blame it on either this time.
Yeah, no Doc Rivers. Yeah, no Kyrie to blame.
Mm.
I'm glad Warriors fans didn't have no pictures of me.
Gordon Hayward's gone. You know, so it's just like, they've now made it all about Jaylen Brown, what I can tell. It's all Jaylen Brown's fault.
It's not his fault, but I think they need to move on.
I think maybe this iteration of the Celtics has probably gone as far as it'll go. You know, Jason Tatum might want to stop putting Hall of Famers on his clothes. I mean, somebody said on Instagram that he done let Kobe and KG down in back-to-back playoffs.
Damn. Damn. Yeah, Tatum's got to exercise that a little better. Like, What did he do last year? Did he text Kobe?
He texted Kobe. This year he rocked the Kobe from the workout shirt.
Yeah.
And then he wears the KG jacket. It's like, man, you got to get
Just put on a Jordan shirt.
He rocks with that brand a lot, though. That's the DND brand. He rocks with that brand a lot. So I'm not gonna knock that. I'm not gonna knock the
no,
workout.
No, what he
shirt.
Had on was dope, but it hasn't worked out.
Yeah, but the text, like, combined with what he did, it's like, hey, Tatum, maybe stop, bro. Just don't do this no more.
Remember, people had like Photoshop Kobe's response.
Stop texting me. He played so bad in the final.
That was like, so out of pocket.
Kobe replied, delete my number.
That was so out of pocket.
That's the internet is an amazing thing.
Oh,
yeah.
The internet is an amazing thing. I mean, that was just, but then again, the internet couldn't do that if Tatum hadn't let the whole world know. I text Kobe.
That's it. Like, you could text Kobe, just don't screenshot it.
Yeah, if this is like your way to get yourself ready, I'm not going to knock that. I mean, do what you got to do, but the moment you screenshot it,
or
you know you play for the Celtics and you know LA was going to ride on you for this.
Yeah, LA be waiting in the weeds.
Or just share it after you win.
There you go. There's
like, if you really need to share
it. Keep it in your draft.
Share it, then proceed to let Andrew Wiggins put you in basketball hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's poor Tatum. I mean, then he rolled his ankle the first play of the game, Derek White becomes their hero in the middle of the game.
Derek White was trying to bring him home for a second. Hopping on his back.
If you had told me their season was going to come down to Derek White having to make plays, I'm like, oh yeah, they're done.
How many mid-range free throw line shots could Derek White hit while being fouled? Was going to tell the story of the Celtics' survival.
I think he was getting those shots off because Miami's like, is this really what they're running? Oh, I'm surprised. I got Mikey fouled.
Oh, he's doing this again. Guard him.
He's like, I thought he would stop. And then they
keep going.
I mean, I think I switched to Raw for a second.
That will look.
Like, oh, my God, they're down 17. They were
that reminds me, we got like a minute and a half. I want to ask you. I've had a theory since Mania, I think, maybe before Mania, that Jay is going to be the one to beat Roman. Do you see that coming at all? Are we any closer to that?
I don't think we're closer to it yet.
Mm.
I think he's getting near. He's getting near Hogan range.
Mm.
So I think it's got. I think they're building up Cody to take it next year.
Whew.
Wow.
I mean, Cody's going through his Dusty Rhodes hard times now.
Yeah.
I think they're building it. They're building it up so Cody can be the super face of the company.
They tried that with Lex Luger once too.
Oh man,
I'm not saying Cody's Lex Luger. I'm saying
people like Cody.
It's true. I'm just saying they tried this thing with Lex, and they were like, "Yo, let's push it out. Let's make it go a little bit longer." And then during that stretch, it was like, nah, never mind. Like, we cool. It's all good.
We're one phone call from Vince away saying, keep it on him for two more years.
Yeah. Yep.
Aldrin says he thinks this would be Seth. I think Seth would be a good option. Maybe I'm just not like, I don't not like Cody.
Seth got his
And I
title.
Don't not like Sammy, but I just don't think those are the guys. I'm sticking with my J theory.
I don't think it's Sammy. That they had their time to do it and chose not to.
Yeah, I don't think it's Kevin. I don't know who. I think it's still Cody.
I don't think they know. Yeah,
yeah,
like
that's probably the truth.
Cody's probably the closest, but in reality, I don't think that they know. Yeah. Like, and if it's Omos versus Roman Reigns, Vince is in charge, and we know who's winning that match.
Omos takes the straps off.
We know Omos walking around with two titles above his head. I think we have to go. Yep, we definitely have to go. Jay, we appreciate you as always. Thank you, my brother.
All right, catch y'all next time.
Yes, indeed. That's our man Jason Jones right there of The Athletic. Make sure you check out all of his fantastic work over at theathletic.com. That was fun.
That was fun.
I like talking.
Glad to be back, man. It was a good day.
Yes, indeed.
Now tomorrow there's no basketball to talk about. But we always find it.
Sounds like
find some hoop.
Yeah, we recorded a hell of a podcast for you this morning that I don't think anyone's going to hear.
Uh-oh.
Donnie said there was some audio issues with it.
It felt like Michael was.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like crap. That's cool.
No.
That's cool. No, that's good. That's what I came running into the building for this morning, was to record a podcast that sounds like I'm talking through a tin can.
There got to be a way to fix that. It's 2023. We can figure it out. Maybe.
It's like the microphones aren't even connected. What a useless day for your boy, man. I tell you. And there's much more ahead.
Oh, it's about to turn all the way up.
We legit about to turn up. maybe we'll be able to share with you what we're doing tomorrow. I don't know. Maybe we'll never get to tell you. Maybe we're not actually doing anything and we just pretending we are. I know one thing. If you're listening on ESPN 1320 and you want more D'Lo and KC, don't go anywhere. We'll run it back next year on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.